Here's a TV channel I haven't thought about in a while, QVC.
So we save you almost $37 off the retail price here at QVC.
If you have lavender planted in your backyard, this is a great color to balance with it.
The biggest upgrade of all is actually this easy reach handle.
We've got a today's special value price that will go away at the end of the day.
It turns out that as Americans have been stuck at home more than usual over the past few months, many have been turning to home shopping channels. QVC and HSN have seen higher viewership this March and April than last year. Joining us now as part of our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top is Mike George, who's president and CEO of Qurate Retail. That's the parent company of both QVC and HSN. Mike George, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's good to be with you.
Well, so viewership is up. Tell us more about that. How has business been at QVC and HSN since the start of the shelter-in-place orders back in March?
You know, initially when the shelter-in-place orders first started to take off in mid-March, we saw an immediate pullback in consumer spend. Once kind of the initial shock of the shelter-in-place started to wear off, we started to see a rebound in our engagement, which is really what we focused on. And we think of engagement as how many people are viewing us, how many people are visiting our websites, and really saw that start to take off in late March. And the sales followed. So we've been pleased with the customer response over the last several weeks. I think we've been able to be a service to her as she's tried to navigate this new environment.
Well, and is it because people are just flipping through the channels and they want something that's not depressing, like about the news, and they just would rather watch QVC, or are they just in the market for more goods that they want to buy?
You know, I think it's really both of those things. So you're definitely seeing a consumer who is at home and certainly spending more time watching TV and more time online. So we said to our team, we want to be an antidote to the depressing news cycle. We just want to be a place of respite, a place you can come to, be hopefully engaged, entertained. We didn't really know whether she would be in the mood to buy anything or not, but if we could be there for her, we thought that would be meaningful and just be a kind of a source of inspiration for her.
By the way, I noticed, and I'm sure our listeners do too, that you keep saying she and her. I assume you also have male viewers.
About 85 to 90% of our sales are to women. So we do focus more on women customers. So we tend to personalize it with the kind of language I've used. It's just ingrained in how we think about her as a real person leading a real life and how we can speak to her as an individual. But we do have some men customers as well, myself included.
Well, here is one of your hosts pitching the Teeter Fitspine Inverter, which is a table that lets you turn yourself upside down. Listen.
It is so beautiful to hear from all of you how your lives really have been changed by just inverting for a couple minutes a day. Having to, you know, one of our callers earlier, not having to go to physical therapy, which we really couldn't do right now anyway.
Have you had to tailor the products that you're selling to the moment that we're in right now?
Very much so. We've never seen in the history of our company such a fundamental shift in what she's buying. She is really not as interested in our fashion product right now. Sales in apparel, accessories are down. Sales in jewelry are down. But she's very interested in a lot of things for the home, including taking care of herself. And so we've seen enormous growth in a variety of health-related products, fitness-related products. She's buying a lot of cooking products, decor products. She's buying outdoor products. So yes, a really fundamental change in her purchase behavior.
Now, as a broadcaster myself, I know that nearly everybody on our team is broadcasting from home. Are all your hosts broadcasting from home as well?
So we still have our hosts mostly coming to our studios simply because that's where our product is. So we're running these very skinny live studios with maybe a third or less of the team members that we would normally have. And that's true in all of our studios around the world. And then all of the guests, they're Skyping in from home. And one of the really interesting things that's happened as we've gone to that approach, we thought customers and viewers might really be really disappointed in kind of a loss of professionalism or quality. But in fact, she's loved the intimacy of coming into people's homes, seeing our guests in their kitchen. It's a real learning for us that I think we can take forward once we're behind this pandemic.
And are you seeing supply chain problems or shipping issues when people do buy things? I know that, you know, nearly everything that I have bought during this pandemic has taken longer than it used to get to me.
We are. So we're definitely taking longer to ship than we would like to be. And we've tried to be very transparent with our customers about that. One of the huge impacts of this pandemic is that we've had to rethink all of our processes in our fulfillment centers. And that meant strict rules about how to do social distancing. It meant eliminating all the normal productivity standards because we wanted the message to be clear. We want you to be safe, not fast. We gave all our fulfillment center team members the option to stay home if they were uncomfortable at any time for any reason or to leave at any point during the day or to come in late. We even offered to pay them partial pay to stay home.
How was business on QVC and HSN before this pandemic?
Sales have been a little bit softer as we started to really adjust to a new environment where you're seeing people cutting the cord, as everyone talks about, less people in the pay TV ecosystem. So we've been hard at work at trying to bring our brand to life on all sorts of new media, live streaming, on Facebook, on our own digital apps, on YouTube, and replace that gradually but still declining TV viewership with new forms of viewership. And so we were sort of down the path in making that pivot when the pandemic struck. Definitely we saw sales freeze for a week or two, but then come back very strongly.
Mike George, while we have you, I want to ask you about the other role that you have, which is you're the chairman of the board of the National Retail Federation. And as you know, retail in general has taken a big hit in this crisis. Major retailers, including J. Crew and JCPenney, have declared bankruptcy. There are a lot of small businesses that are worried they may never reopen. What kind of situation are you looking at when you look at retail in America right now? What are you worried about?
It's certainly been an enormously challenging time with all the store closures, and we worry especially about small businesses. So we've been proud as an industry association to be able to first focus on advocacy and helping influence the CARES package and trying to get support to the retail community. We then shifted our focus to just how do we start to reopen retail in a safe way and try to, as an industry, to have shared practices for how we keep the public safe and keep our team members safe as we reopen. And now we're looking forward to how to innovate and return to growth, because I do believe, as tough as this is, one bright spot for the retail community at large would be it has just forced and accelerated a level of innovation that was already ongoing. But in this kind of environment where you've got to make bigger, bolder changes faster, I'm excited about the pace of innovation. I think we're seeing 3 years worth of innovation in 3 months. I believe that's true in our company. I believe it's true for the industry. And so are there going to be a lot of financial losses out of this? Yes. Will there be retailers, sadly, who go out of business? Yes. But I think the industry comes through strongly because we focus on digital innovation, but it's been a tough couple months and we have some tough months in front of us.
Well, how likely do you think that it is? And I know, you know, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, but how likely do you think that it is that 6 months from now, if you walk down any main street in America, that you're just going to see a lot of stores that aren't there anymore, empty storefronts?
I'm sure we're going to see some of that. I don't know that we're going to see a lot of that. It certainly depends on how quickly the consumer rebounds. But we are worried about the small businesses. You know, one of the programs as part of our COVID relief package that we did at Curate, actually in partnership with the NRF, was to donate a chunk of our airtime to promoting 20 small retailers around the country. And the goal of that was very simple, not just to motivate consumers to go to those 20 retailers, but more importantly, to motivate consumers to go out and support your small retailer in your community. The large retailers will do fine. They'll get through this with some pain. But go out and support that small retailer. I think that's the best way we can all ensure that Main Street is still crowded and busy going forward if we just support our small business community.
Let me just finally ask you, if there is somebody listening to this who's either a member of Congress or a member of the Senate or a member of the Trump administration, what would you say to them about what businesses need right now?
I think the CARES package has been enormously beneficial. The key thing is just to we have to make sure we effectively spend all the money that has already been allocated through CARES. And I think there's a variety of programs that could further support not just small businesses, but mid-sized businesses that are going through liquidity challenges. And then at the same time, keep an eye on the consumer. I think the stimulus checks have helped many retailers as those dollars start to get back into our economy. And just have to pay attention to how that consumer responds and rebounds, and if there's more we need to do on that front.
Do you think there needs to be another CARES package that is as big as the last one?
It's probably too early to tell. I certainly think there needs to be more than where we are today. But, you know, we're still in the early stages of this crisis, and I suspect more will need to be done.
That is Mike George, who is the president and CEO of Qurate Retail. That's the parent company of QVC and HSN. He's also the chairman of the board of the National Retail Federation. Mike George, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.